We're good. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is that better?
Take two.
All right. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I bring you greetings on behalf of the great Bethune-Cookman University. Our beloved president, Dr. Edison O. Jackson, extends greetings. In addition to him, I also extend greetings on behalf of Dr. Randolph Bracey, our senior dean of the School of Religion. It's a joy, privilege, and honor to be here. I'm just going to be myself this morning. Is that all right? It's been a phenomenal time. If I sound a little hoarse, Courtney and I were coaching and cheering your 15 couples on yesterday. We were the facilitators within the marriage retreat and had a dynamic time. I'm going to be ministering about Jesus, a gift beyond description or an indescribable gift. And funny story, speaking of gifts, we planted two gifts amongst the groups yesterday. We had the men to our left and the women to our right. And they had to listen to Courtney read this this wedding scenario. And whenever they heard left or right, they passed the gift. Well, the ladies didn't realize that their gift was a pregnancy test. and the guys were blessed with a $25 gift card. But anyway, it was a lot of fun. So you're going to hear tons of insight stories, et cetera. And if you have not registered for next year, I encourage you, if you're a couple dating, et cetera, sign up for it. It's a fun setting. It's a great time of prayer, worship, and fellowship. We had a lot of fun, great food, et cetera. So I encourage you, if you have not registered, to take advantage of that experience in Georgia. I won't be before you long. There is a word from the Lord. I'm going to read Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. And I will proceed to 2 Corinthians 9 and 15, and also one chapter from chapter 8 as well. Listen carefully to the words of the Lord. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. This is the word of the Lord, word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to Almighty God. This isn't working out right here. All right, let me get set up here. The second scripture is 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15, and it's one verse. One verse. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. I'll explain that a little later. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Why don't you say that with me? Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. And the final scripture, and it's really background information that I want to share with you, is 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 2. Listen carefully to these words. In the midst of a very severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. For I testify that they gave as much as they were able and even beyond their ability, entirely on their own. They urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in this service to the saints. Pay attention to the spirit of their generosity. So let's bow our heads. Will you bow with me now for a brief moment of prayer? O God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, thou who has brought us thus far on our way, O God, who by your might led us into your light, keep us forever upon your path, we pray. Lord, we invoke and invite your Holy Spirit to be with us, speak to us, through us, and for us, and get glory out of everything that's said and done within this service. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Just background information to set up the premise. Paul right now is highlighting the Church of Macedonia regarding the generosity that they've expressed through a gift. And he is comparing them to the Corinthian church. And so verse 15 in chapter 9, thanks be to God for this, for his indescribable gift. Some of the background of that is Paul highlighting the significance of extravagant generosity. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 2, you get the spirit by which they gave. And so I'll read it again. For I testify that they gave as much as they were able and even beyond their ability. And so when I was researching and studying, what came to my spirit is that God gave us the greatest gift possible ever in Jesus Christ. And so the premise for this morning is simply this, if you're taking notes, the greatest manifestation of God's generosity is found in Jesus Christ. The greatest manifestation of God's generosity is found in Jesus Christ. In other words, we have a special and a unique gift in Jesus Christ. Amen, church?
Amen.
Amen. A very uncommon gift. A very unusual gift because he's multi-layered in significance, multi-layered with generosity. Think about the layers that are upon a present or a gift. You have to de-layer the gift in order to get to the essence of what that gift is all about. Jesus brings multi-layers of blessedness to us, to the body of Christ. Multi-layered with generosity. Depths of generosity are found in him. And in essence, Jesus is a gift that continues to give and give and give. And so the first thing that I want to share with you that fascinated me as I was studying is that Jesus Christ, catch this, Jesus Christ is the only gift that takes a lifetime to open. It takes a lifetime to open his grace. It takes a lifetime to really open his peace. It takes a lifetime to open this blessed gift called Jesus. Secondly, he's the only gift given without an expiration date. He's the only gift in the body that's given without an expiration date. If we were to take all of our gifts from childhood to adulthood and put them in an open field, they'd all have two things in common. They would have high emotional appeal, and they would also have depreciating value. Amen, church. I'm going somewhere with this. But the gift of Jesus is invaluable. His love is invaluable. His grace is invaluable. His mercy is invaluable. His death on the cross for us is invaluable. And that's why today I'm highlighting him as an indescribable gift. That word indescribable can only be found in Scripture once in reference to Jesus. The word indescribable is found only once, which is connected to Christ. It's pronounced anadikiotos. It's a Greek word that means inexpressible. It means impossible to estimate. What do you mean by that, David? Well, I'm glad you asked. Impossible to estimate means this. When we were in St. Pete, we owned a home. I purchased the church parsonage, actually. I was blessed by Kevin James. Maybe you don't know the history. Kevin used to be my boss. Kevin was the district superintendent, and when I was graduating from seminary, he appointed me to do a new church start. Well, while we were there, I was blessed to purchase the parsonage. Kevin made a deal with the district, and it just worked out, and so we purchased the parsonage. But when we left St. Pete and moved to Gainesville, we just knew the house was going to quickly sell, so we bought another house. And that was right around 2005. What happened in 2005? What was the market doing in 2005? It was going down, and so it took years for us to get rid of that piece of property. But what we had to do is we had to call an appraiser to get a value associated with the house. So the appraiser would come out, walk around, but they are comparing our house to another house. And you get the value of your house based on the context of other homes in your community. Amen, church? But the interesting thing about Jesus being a similar gift, nothing in life compares to him. And so when you go to the Greek language of him being inexpressible and impossible to estimate, that means there's nothing else within heaven or earth that compares with Jesus. And so we can't really appraise him. We can only appreciate him. Amen, church? We can only behold the blessedness of what he brings to the body of Christ. Jesus, this indescribable gift, is a blessing to us. He's a gift that's impossible to estimate. It's incomparable. Nothing in life compares to this indescribable gift that's uncommon, that's unique and unusual. So what makes this gift so indescribable? Well, I'm glad you asked that question as well. First of all, he's a promised gift. Prophecies of centuries past have all lined up promising the forthcoming of Jesus Christ. That's what the season of Advent is all about, the forthcoming of Jesus Christ. So first of all, he is a promised gift. Someone say promised gift. Second of all, he's also a priceless gift. A priceless gift. He's invaluable. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. Listen to the layers within this text. And the government shall be upon his shoulders. And he shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. That's a priceless gift offered to the body of Christ. So again, he's invaluable, especially during these unpredictable times. Amen, church. He's a priceless gift. And thirdly, he's also a personal gift. I feel my strength coming right now when I say he's a personal gift. It's nowhere in the world I made it through this week. I promise you, I'm working on my doctoral degree at Nova Southeastern University, and our final paper was due this week. And bless Kevin's heart, he called and, hey, David, would you and Courtney mind leading and facilitating the marriage retreat? So Courtney and I are putting together content for the marriage retreat and preaching this morning, right? Not to mention three kids who had events and were wanting us to be there. So we thank God. I give God glory in your presence for everything working out for the good of God's glory. Amen. And him giving us the strength to do the retreat and to be here with you this morning. It's nothing but the grace of God. It's nothing but the grace of God. He's a personal gift. What I mean by personal gift, if you look at John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave you his only begotten son. Just stop right there. He gave you his only begotten son. Oftentimes we generalize this verse and we make it so general, we're not even included in the equation. But it says, for God so loved the world that he gave you his only begotten son. That means he's a personal gift. Share a couple of examples. I told you about the one in St. Pete. A lot of you all don't realize, but my wife, Courtney, who often stands up here and sings, Courtney has had two hip replacement surgeries. So we've come a long way. Just to walk with her and she's not limping now is a blessing to us. He's a personal gift. We've prayed for years for God's healing. And now she can actively play with the kids. Now she can go to work and walk normally. He's a personal gift. He's a personal gift. I can't stress that enough. He is accessible by, he's your personal blessing. So thirdly, he's a personal gift. And fourthly, he's a perfect gift. Amen, church? He's a perfect gift. Hebrews 5 and 9 says it this way. And once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. Jesus is the only one who walked on the earth and did not sin. He's a perfect gift. James 1 and 7 says it this way. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights. Perfect in his wisdom. Perfect in his justification. Perfect in his redemption. Perfect in his love for us. Perfect in his sacrifice. He is the perfect. Even in John's gospel, you will read, behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world. Only a perfect sacrifice could do that. So he's a perfect gift. He's just perfect for you and I. Tell your neighbor that. Neighbor, Jesus is perfect for you and I. He's a perfect gift. And lastly and finally, he's also a precious gift. He's a precious gift. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 6 and 7 says it this way. Behold, I lay in Zion a stone, chosen, a precious cornerstone. And he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame. Therefore, you who believe, he is precious. He's a precious gift. So what do we have here? We have here a promised gift. We have here a priceless gift in Jesus. We have a personal gift in Jesus, as well as a perfect gift and a precious gift in Jesus. As I transition to a close, so what are we to do in response to this indescribable gift, this gift beyond description? I'm glad you asked. I think it was John W. Work, the hymnologist of 1907, who said it this way. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. That's what we're to do in response to this indescribable gift. And catch this, my friends. A gift is only a gift when it goes full circle. You understand that, right? A gift is only a gift when it goes full circle. What do you mean by that? A gift is only a gift when it is, first of all, given. And a gift is only a gift when it is, second of all, received. Jesus Christ can't be fully experienced as a gift until you receive him into your hearts. Did you catch that? A gift is only a gift until it is given and received. And so God has already given the gift of Jesus, the gift of the birth child. The question is, have we received him fully into our hearts? Have we fully received him? Have we begin to delayer him in such a way that we become enriched every year? Sanctification, so outwardly we are perishing, inwardly we are being renewed day by day by day. An indescribable gift. Indescribable. Jesus is looking out in the world saying, who will receive my gift today? Who will receive my salvation today? Who will receive my new beginning today? Who will receive my peace, my counsel? Who will receive my fatherhood, since he's an everlasting father, from the text in Isaiah? We read that one earlier. It is my prayer this morning that our hearts become mangers so we can experience the Christ child all over again. Let me say that again. It's my prayer that our hearts become mangers so that we can experience and behold the Christ child all over again. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Will you pray with me now? Gracious God, we indeed thank you for this indescribable gift. And, oh, Lord, we understand that a gift is not completed until it is given and received. And so this Advent season, we open our minds and our hearts to receive you fully. Be born in us afresh and anew. And we thank you for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.